Before we hear the orchestra Joanne just mentioned, let's meet one more solo musician studying here at Interlochen. Please welcome, from Naples, Florida, 18-year-old mezzo-soprano Laura Mixter. Welcome, Laura. Tell everybody what you've brought to sing for us.
I've brought Va laisse couler mes larmes from Massenet's Werther.
Now, the scenarios in opera are often so extreme, the melodrama, they're a little hard to relate to sometimes, but you were saying that this aria is easy for a 21st century teenager to understand.
I found that the main character, Charlotte, she's encountered a sort of forbidden love, per se, and she's married to this man, and she's fallen in love with Werther, and she's just sung the song realizing that she loves Werther, and now her sister comes in and constantly is referring to him, and she just completely breaks down and tells her sister there's nothing left to do but cry. And I think as teenagers we encounter this, and we just realize that, like, we have to go on, but it's something that all teenagers, I think, at least I can relate to very easily.
Well, it's a sad moment in opera, but one of the most beautiful sad moments, and really glad we get to hear you sing it. Let's do it. Laura Mixter, 18-year-old.
Hold on a second, sorry.
Oh my gosh. Fixing that. This is the young soprano straightening my tie. Crooked things are one of your pet peeves, Laura?
Backstage at chorus concerts, I run around straightening all the guys' bow ties because it drives me sort of crazy.
It's not so out of the ordinary. If the piano's on stage and it doesn't line up with the floorboards, I'm completely ballistic. Absolutely.
At least I'm not alone.
Exactly. You're in good company. So you don't like crooked things, but you're kind of crooked in your own way. You're a soprano, but you dream of singing bass.
Yep. That's me.
Why?
Well, basses, they have really cool parts, and their voices are really sexy. not gonna lie, it's awesome. But like being able to sing like Don Alfonso, where you're just messing with all the other characters, mm-hmm. I mean, that's awesome.
It is pretty diabolically awesome. But I mean, you know, as a mezzo, you know, you've got the, you know, the warmth and the pathos of, you know, you don't have all that screechy high stuff like the coloraturas have. You know, you've got some weight, some heft, right? Not good enough for you?
Nope.
Gotta be a bass. So there's an operation in your feet. I'm sorry. No, that's all right.
Then I really wouldn't be able to get a job.
Now, obviously, the gender issues have not dampened your spunk. You're somebody who's always, always, always singing.
Yeah.
But you don't sound happy about that.
Well, I mean, there are people who are very tolerant. Like, my roommate and I sing when we're in the room together because she's a theater major. But some people don't appreciate it as much.
Why?
Like, when I'm singing down the hall, or last year someone put up a sign in the hall that said no singing in the hall. So.
Who would put up a sign like that?
A dancer.
Oh. Dancers don't like music that much, really. It's, you know, but so you persevere, you keep singing in the hallways.
Yeah, I sing anyway. I just more people hate me now.
No. Laura, we want you to sing in the halls. We want you to sing in the concert halls. We want to hear you again sometime soon.
Shower
anywhere.
Trees.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anywhere you want to sing is okay by us. Thanks for being with us, Laura.
Thank you.
Laura Mixter, 18-year-old mezzo-soprano from Naples, Florida.